Okay, so the question was asked, why aren't we expanding and taking back the land of Israel? So this really is a question that involves our status today in general. The Gemara says that God made certain vows with the Jewish people, and one of them is not to take on the nations. One of them is not to come back to the land of Israel. So coming back to the land of Israel, so we rely on the understanding that that means unless the nations approve it, and the nations approved it, or other understandings that maybe it's not relevant anymore. But nonetheless, the question of taking on the nations, so the approach halachically has always been, and it's interesting that the state of Israel also took this approach historically. I don't think, unfortunately, the reason for taking this approach was halachic, but it is in line with the halacha, and that is that whatever we have, we have. We're not looking to expand our boundaries, even to the boundaries that the Torah said we should have. We're happy to be with what we have, and we're thankful for it. And whatever land we got was really something that we got firstly by the declaration of the UN, and then it evolved when the nations attacked us and lost. And that's how our land expanded. We didn't initiate the wars unless we felt like we had to because they were about to attack us. Like the Six-Day War, where it was clear that war was imminent, and if we didn't attack, we'd be finished. So then we attacked. But in general, our approach has always been defensive, and that's also in line with halacha. Even our killing of terrorists, the approach that the Mossad has taken has always been only to kill those that are a threat for the future. When they killed all the terrorists who were involved in the killings of the Olympic players, so it was only when they realized that each one would be a threat, a future threat. It never was out of revenge. That's a book came out a year or two ago in which he traced the killings of the Mossad, and he showed how the method of the Mossad, always was only kill out of self-defense. Even though we think maybe part of self-defense is make it a deterrent, that isn't the approach that security over here has taken. And on that, there's room to discuss whether the halacha would agree with that. Even on what I said about our being defensive and not looking to expand, that's also a halachic question. Sometimes you can't defend your borders unless you do expand. So in each situation, it would have to be discussed. But we don't approach it with the approach of let's just take over all the land that the Torah says should be ours. Rav Aviner once said that when Jordan wanted to make a peace treaty with the land of Israel, so he said, I don't know if he said it seriously or jokingly, but he wrote the following thought. He said, I'm willing to go into a discussion with Jordan. They should just read the Bible first and recognize how much of their land is really ours. And after they give us half of their country at least, which according to the Bible belongs to us, then we could start discussing. Yeah, let's make a peace treaty 100% in accordance with the Bible. We're observant Jews, and they also believe in the Bible, so we could have a peace treaty. That's what he wrote. I think he was half joking, but it doesn't seem that the approach halachically today would be to just retake the land that the Torah says. And we're also going to have to expand on what we discussed about bitachon. We said already that part of bitachon is not assuming that the outcome is going to be the way we think it's going to be. David, enough? Clear? Yeah? Okay.
Another question.